This morning. And I'd like to welcome to the show Mr. Golf Nuts, Leader of the Opposition. Good morning, Phil.
Yeah, g'day, Spanky.
Nice to have you on the show. So the two big political stories this week, and you haven't been afraid to offer comment, first up is Rodney Hyde's travel tab and his big apology. He did seem pretty earnest about that apology. Don't you think that's enough?
Well, I think if an apology is genuine, you always take that into account. People like to see those that have done something wrong, genuinely show contrition for that. The real question, I suppose, we all ask ourselves is this a feeling of sorrow for what he's done or for being caught out for what he has done? Look, I'm actually not one that has condemned him for taking a partner on a trip. That's not the key issue for me. The issue for me is one of hypocrisy. You can't build a reputation from condemning others for actions which he's now been caught out taking or doing himself, and that's the problem. It's a problem of double standards.
Because he hasn't done anything actually wrong, has he?
No, he hasn't broken the rules.
According to his own ideology, as judged by you, he's broken the rules, and he sort of realised that as well.
Well, it's not just according to me. Everybody remembers that Rodney Hyde built his reputation in Parliament attacking those people in Parliament who use travel privileges. He was the perk buster. He was against it. And he still says that he's against it, even when he was saying that he, at the beginning of this affair, that he had done it and he'd do it again. Now, you can't have it both ways. You either feel that a privilege that you enjoy is one that's justified because of the hours and separation from family, etc., or you don't believe that, and if you don't believe it, you don't use it. I don't ever allege that he has broken the rules. He's maybe used it in a way that shows less constraint, and he should have been more sparing in the use of that privilege, particularly when a lot of Kiwis are finding it hard to make ends meet. But that's not his sin. His sin is one of hypocrisy, and people who do one thing and say another can't be believed on anything, and that's where he's hurting. He looked at what was happening to his support in his electorate and around the country, and sure as hell he felt sorry about what was happening there, and that's where you got the grovelling apology from. But perhaps that apology was just a little bit too late in coming for people to feel, well, he genuinely recognises that he's done wrong.
It's a deep, dark hole, though, isn't it, when you look at perks, because everyone resents MPs getting anything. I mean, even calling it a perk is a loaded term, isn't it?
Well, that's right. It is a privilege. I've heard people call it an entitlement because it was negotiated way back in the 1970s. It's not an entitlement. It's not a right. It is a privilege. And any privilege that you abuse, you quickly lose. And, the message that I have to my colleagues today is if you have a privilege, use it sparingly. Have regard for the fact that New Zealanders are finding it tough at the present time. Be constrained. But I think the message to Rodney Hyde is don't say one thing and do the other, so because that'll get you into trouble.
So even bigger, maybe, than Rodney's got to be happy the day that Honi Hariwera, that email left, that got him off the chopping block for a bit. Honi Hariwera, so what, he was overseas, he skived off, says he was sick, went on a bit of a tiki tour with his wife around Paris. But the it's sort of stirred up this other issue, hasn't it, which is his openly, it's hard to describe it in any other ways, racist feelings towards Europeans in New Zealand. Should he be sacked? Because that doesn't seem to be a live option for the Maori Party right now, does it?
No, it would be the only option if it was a member of the Labour caucus that made openly racist and intemperate remarks like that, because I believe that there's no place in politics for using hugely offensive and racist language against other groups, and that's what he's done. But let's go back to how this started. It started because the taxpayer was funding him on a trip to Paris to lead a delegation to the European Parliament at Brussels. That's fine. That was part of his job. But with the taxpayer funding him to Brussels, he instead decided he'd go sightseeing with his wife in Paris. Well, that is, frankly, an abuse of the taxpayer funding. That's ripping off the taxpayer. If you're paid to do a job, you do it. You don't skive off and take a holiday somewhere. And when he was caught out doing that, first of all, he treated everybody else with contempt and with arrogance. Well, they should mind their own business. He'll do what he wants to do. And then to compound it, he suddenly decided that the trouble that he'd got himself into was all the fault of the whites, and it was those white mother Fs that had caused all this problem.
The mofos.
Yeah, the mofos. I mean, frankly, I find that descriptor of a group of us as New Zealanders as highly offensive.
Most of us aren't mofos.
Absolutely not. I mean, that is the term of ultimate abuse of somebody because of the nature of what the words mean. And to use that term to describe Europeans and to say all of the problems in New Zealand are because of these white men, and that's why I have the justification for ripping off the taxpayer. Now, that is BS.
So, but Phil, is Honey, is he racist? Was he just hot-headed? Or is he carrying around the Maori's transgressions and hurts?
Oh, I think that he's got a huge chip on his shoulder.
But is he racist? Do you think he's racist?
I think those comments are racist. I don't say, as you said before, Spanky.
But do you think he is? I mean, that's the question.
I think he believes that. I believe that that was something that just slipped out. I think that that's part of his ideology, that every problem in New Zealand was caused by white colonialism, and white people in New Zealand owe him, and he can therefore do whatever he likes and treat them with contempt.
Do you think it's the Maori Party ideology? I mean, because that's what Dover Samuels is alluding to. Now, do you think that it's just that this has got out into the open and that this is pretty much a harsh rendition of what the Maori Party do think?
I wouldn't go that far because I don't have evidence to go that far. I think there are some people within the Maori Party that probably share that ideology. So I don't go as far as Dover goes, although I do agree with what Dover Samuels says. Don't apologise if you don't mean it, and actually you won't mean it because that's what you actually do believe. So don't add to the hypocrisy of the affair. I think, you know, where does the responsibility lie? Well, it lies first of all with Hone Harawira. Secondly, it lies with the Maori Party because he's a member of the Maori Party and they need to act on it. And thirdly, frankly, it lies with John Key. And, you know, I think John Key's quite wrong to say, oh, he was just responding to a provocative comment by Buddy McIrae. Well, I've read Buddy McIrae's comments. They weren't provocative. And then to say, oh, it was a bit racist and it does deserve a bit of an apology. I mean, come on, come clean, John. I mean, how weak can you be on that? This is something that is hugely offensive to a whole lot of people in New Zealand, including, I believe, in the Maori community. We want to see some leadership from John Key, from Peter Sharples, and we want to see something done in a very firm way to discipline behaviour that can't be possibly tolerated or justified.
Now, Phil, before we let you go, there is something though, isn't it? You know how people say if a European had said this about a Maori, they'd be sacked straight away.
If I'd gone out talking about black mother F's, everybody in the country would tell me to get on the bike and to get out of there, and they'd be right.
There does seem to be something there. I don't know how to articulate this. It seems okay, doesn't it, to allow some sort of racism, I mean, we call it racism, but discontent from a minority to a majority race, especially since we have had such a checkered past in regards to how Europeans have treated Maori. Like, it's not a surprising response, is it?
Well, look, you know, we have had a checkered past, and that's what the Waitangi claims are about and why we're trying to resolve it in that way. But look, racism is racism, whether it comes from a black person, a brown person, or a white person, or a yellow person.
But it's obviously not true, is it? Because he's not going to get sacked. There is a double standard operating somewhere in this
and I don't believe that you can tolerate that double standard. Nobody in the Maori community or the Pākehā community really believes that racism only runs one way. It runs in all directions, and those guilty of it need to face the consequences of their racist attitudes. Now, you might have to put up with that in the interests of freedom of speech in the wider community. You don't have to put it up with it as an elected member of parliament who's excusing his own inexcusable behaviour by blaming somebody else and making racist comments.
Phil, pleasure talking. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Benke.
Okay, catch up. That's Phil Goff, the Leader of the Opposition.